Hey, howdy, America. Think of a country that takes half of your income and still has $38 trillion worth of debt. Are y'all thinking about that? Wow, and that kind of applies to so many other countries. They take half your money and they've got tons of debt. Really, what's up with that? Maybe you got the wrong people in government. You've had the wrong people in government. In America's case, they now have the right people in government who are trying to fix this mess with tariffs and so many other things. And God bless them because it's got to get done. What a mess. Hey, President Donald Trump, this Jeffrey Epstein case, it goes on and on. And now they're going to have a vote in Congress. They're going to have a vote? Really? And Trump is saying, have a vote and vote yes, release all the documents. What is going on? I mean, I don't follow this. I just don't get it. Somebody commits a crime, it goes to Congress. I mean, you're supposed to have a Justice Department and people who deal with this. You have all these girls, apparently hundreds of young girls that were abused. Why don't they name the people who abused them? You go out and you charge them and you kind of start the legal system. I don't get it. I really don't understand. Epstein, that's all we hear about. And what's to hear about? Charge people. And all these documents, what are the documents going to say? I mean, the girls, they're the witnesses. Find out who's who in the bloody zoo and do something and get it done. My. I guess I don't have the wherewithal to understand or to follow it all, but a crime was committed, figure it out. I mean, Epstein's girlfriend has got 20 years, I think, 20 years, thereabouts, in jail. So why? I mean, who did what? I mean, come on already. My gosh, Trump. He's suing everybody, and the left is saying it's a revenge tour. That's all it is. I don't think it is. I think it's justice because you did bad things to me, and I'm going to stop you from doing it to someone else. Kind of basic stuff, but this guy has won all kinds of money. I mean, he's now suing the BBC for $5 billion. And he should. Again, revenge. It's not. I mean, they changed things. He put, I think it was to do with the January 6th thing, and he said, be peaceful, and they deleted that, and they put in, instead of that, they put in fight, right? And that's just bad. And this was pre-election stuff. You talk about trying to influence an election. They're all doing that. I mean, look down the list here. CBS, $16 million. That was their fine that they paid to Trump over the 60 Minutes show that was edited and released in when Kamala Harris is running in 2024. There's a long list here. $16 million settlement with ABC and $60 million in settlements from X, Meta, and YouTube because they said things that weren't true. That's defamation, and it's I don't know, it's an influence. And they did influence a lot of people, I'm sure of it, but Trump was still successful. He had a landslide victory, but it would have been much bigger and stronger, and he's still fighting, and the proof is coming out now, because there was no evidence based on the things that they said, but many people still have it in their brain that Trump's a bad guy, even though he's winning now. Everybody's got to stand back and have another look. And now you have this MSNBC. Quite a mouthful anyway, MSNBC. They've now changed their name to MS Now. Okay, they're rebranding. What's that about? They say, well, hey, MS. Sounds like a disease to me, but they say it stands for my source for news, opinion, and the world. And they go on to say, our name has changed, but we'll be the same. Well, that's not reassuring. We're going to be the same. We're going to switch horses, but we're still on a horse. Everything is the same, I think. Same mission, same everything, but look out because you'll be fine when you do your little defamation thing, like so many of these people do. And judges across the nation are unwinding things that have been done against Trump. Here's a judge recently in Georgia who dismissed three charges of conspiracy, criminal, and counts and tied to alleging filing of false documents. And, you know, it was all not true. And it's all now been tossed. And that's happening everywhere. Because Trump, my, you talk about a disease these people have. These people being the left-wing wackles because they had nothing else to do but drum up charges like the Russian hoax and so many other things. I mean, the head of the BBC, back to them, the $5 billion lawsuit that's going to happen here, I mean, he resigned because he edited the speech, right? And another fellow did as well, the director general. And, you know, fight. What is wrong with these people? They're just bad people. And a former somebody, and I guess his prime minister, actually, in England, has stood by Trump's side and said, sue them. They shouldn't be allowed to exist, the BBC. I mean, the taxpayers fund them and they tell them lies all of the time. I mean, it's not very nice. They've got a battle now with the most powerful man on the planet. And good luck fighting that, particularly when facts are against you. The facts are very clear. You did a very, very bad thing. Trump, I don't know how he does it every day. I mean, apparently there's over 4,000 law cases now going on, and he continues to fight. And America first, and Trump first, I guess. Again, he's a powerful guy, but he's just fighting with facts. And I'm really glad to see that, and God bless America, hey. Because it goes out to every other country in the world, and it's a warning to all of the politicians who are doing bad things. Vote right. Hey, left is wrong and right is right. Y'all come back. See ya.